all of the redistricting formulas here, I'm sad to say I can't agree with any of them.
Local residents tell the redistricting board what they think of their draft maps. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. Alaska Governor Sean Parnell is in Skagway Friday, May 6th, to sign a bill that expands investment opportunities relating to communications, industrial roads, intellectual property, and military installations. He'll be signing House Bill 119 at Skagway's ore terminal on Friday, May 6th at 9:45 a.m. And there's heavy significance to where he's signing that bill. Page 9 of the 12-pager allows the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, AIDA, to issue up to $65 million in bonds to expand, modify, improve, and upgrade the Skagway ore terminal. That, in addition to the $10 million in the capital budget slated for the facility and a bond referendum yet to be voted on for $5 million, would open Skagway to more economic opportunities. Skagway Borough Manager Tom Smith said Thursday, if we can put those amounts together, it would be a cornerstone for year-round activity at the ore terminal and move us closer to a year-round economy. We're talking about up to $80 million to put towards the facility. The goal is to leverage the port to move toward a year-round economy. The bill allows Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority to invest directly in a corporation or a limited liability company which holds a development project as its sole asset. It expands the definition of development projects that AIDA may own and operate to include projects which enhance or promote economic development associated with transportation, community public purposes, technical innovations, prototype commercial applications of intellectual property, or research. The governor was last in Skagway last summer for a town meeting and gathering. Governor Sean Parnell will be in Skagway Friday morning at the ore terminal where the trucks unload. He signs the bill at 9:45 a.m. Health officials say a Craig teen with bacterial meningococcal infection is doing better. Earlier this week, state public health nurses in Craig reported a confirmed case of bacterial meningococcal infection in a local teenager. The youth was hospitalized on May 1st and has since improved. So far, there has been one other possible case. That person has been transported for further treatment. In addition, 35 other people located in the southern southeast Alaska town who have had close contact with the infected teen have been notified and treated. Bacterial meningococcal infections are rare but are potentially deadly. It's considered worse than viral meningitis, which has similar symptoms. Symptoms of bacterial meningococcal infection are fever, severe sudden headache, nausea, vomiting, and stiff neck. Treatment is antibiotics. The infection is usually only transferred among people who have close contact with an infected person, meaning living in the same household, sharing saliva or other bodily fluids. Casual contact at school or local businesses is not considered close contact. Alaska Redistricting Board members say they learned a lot of new information during their public hearing tour of Southeast Alaska, and said after stops in Skagway and Haines that there's a lot of work to do on those proposed maps. Two members of the board visited Skagway and Haines on Wednesday for a set of public hearings that fit in the middle of a tour that takes them clear across the state. Board members Marie Green out of Kotzebue and Peggy Ann McConaughey out of Juneau, along with Eric Sandberg out of the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, were in Skagway Wednesday morning and Haines that afternoon before flying to Hoonah and Angoon to gather more testimony. A little more than 10 residents participated in Skagway and 20 in Haines. The point was to gather comments on draft redistricting plans released mid-April. The board will adopt a final plan by mid-June, changing the political boundaries that currently separate the state. In general, public testimony focused on keeping two state senators in Southeast and making the districts more continuous and Southeast-specific, and keeping Haines and Skagway together. That was the essence of a joint resolution already in place between the Skagway and Haines boroughs. Tim Cochran is on the Skagway Assembly and spoke at the hearing.
I've talked with several people on the issue of redistricting, and I think the consensus that I agree with is to try to keep the rural representation with the rural communities. I think with some of the plans where we're possibly going to be joined with North Juneau or Juneau itself, we lose any chance in a vote for something that may be beneficial to Juneau may not be beneficial to Skagway, And when you have 80% going one way, 20% at the most going the other way, I think we can get lost in that shuffle.
Mavis Henriksen has been in Skagway 60 years, but was in another part of Southeast Alaska for 18 years before that. She says she would like to see Skagway in a consolidated district.
I don't totally agree with not being in with Juneau, because as I put it, they always throw us a bone. I find being almost the only white community in a totally native district, I've seen discrimination. And the present division is totally ridiculous when one senator represents half the land area of Alaska.
Mike Korsmo, as past president of Southeast Conference, has discussed the maps with people throughout Southeast. He also pointed to the Juneau Access Road as a current example of how Juneau and the Northern Lynn Canal don't always agree.
When I saw the first maps that came up, and then heard some of the discussions in Juneau and various places, looking at, you know, how things are set up, it does look to me like there's a potential for a little bit of a political gerrymandering going on with the putting us in with the Juneau, Northern Juneau. It looks kind of fishy to me. And as far as in commonality with other communities, as far as, you know, where we're at, and that this has to do with transportation right now, I think that we are very well closely linked with Haines in a lot of different ways. By road, by air, and by sea. And so any scenario that splits us up from Haines is kind of a tough one.
Haines, Deborah Vogt, and Kathleen Menke were two of the residents who spoke in support of the Rights Coalition map. That's one of the private plans that the board acknowledges and has posted on its website. It compactly and contiguously draws four districts in Southeast.
All of the plans presented by the redistricting board go outside Southeast for a Senate pairing, and that is primarily my objection to them, and I don't believe that such a pairing is constitutional. The state constitution, as you know, requires that Senate pairings be composed of two contiguous House districts.
More specifically regarding Haines and the Northern Lynn Canal, the Rights Coalition plan makes sense. Sense to us who live here. It keeps Haines and Skagway together. One of your plans does not. And includes us with part of North Juneau and also with some of our most closely associated rural communities of Excursion Inlet, Gus Davis, Pelican, Tenneke Springs, Klukwan, and possibly also Yakutat.
Bill Kurz moved to Haines in the 1970s when the town was part of a district that included Juneau.
The borough of Haines didn't do too well being part of the bigger city. I fully support the idea of keeping the ice worm district idea. When that was formed in the 80s, as a result of the 80 census, we wound up with Peter Gall representing us, and although he was of the opposite party from where my feelings are at, we were and are good friends, and he did a fine job. Was away from Alaska, come back, and Bill Thomas is our representative, and covering the same general idea of ice worm district idea, and it works.
Kim Strong is the president of the Chilkat Indian Village, but clarifies she only spoke for herself at the hearing.
Out of all of the redistricting formulas here, I'm sad to say I can't agree with any of them. I really feel a cultural tie to the other Native communities, the other Tlingit and Haida, Tsimshian communities that are in Southeast Alaska. And to be broken away from them and have only Yakutat to partnership in with our Native issues would be very difficult.
The process of redrawing the state's political district lines began in mid-March when census data was released and public hearings started in Alaska's cities. It was with that information that they began drawing the maps. But they had another goal, as spelled out in McConaughey's introduction that opens every public hearing.
The board initially focused on rural Alaska. One of its first actions was to formally state their intention of drafting a plan that included 9 Alaska Native Influence Districts. This was done to comply with the Voting Rights Act requirement of avoiding retrogression when drafting new redistricting plans. Retrogression is drawing a district or redistricting plan in a manner that worsens minority voting strength as compared to the previous plan.
The board came up with the 2 statewide draft plans with an alternative for Southeast that could fit into either plan. But now that they've actually visited rural towns and heard general outcry against the 2 drafts, McConaughey said she's excited and wants to make it work. They insisted that the options proposed are indeed drafts and will be treated that way by the board. They said Haines and Skagway were generally of like minds, and they compared the testimony in the Northern Lynn Canal to what they heard in the rest of Southeast. A statewide teleconference on May 6th ends the string of public hearings. The public can participate in that by calling 1-855-463-5009 at the start of the meeting. More information and copies of those maps is at akredistricting.org. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.